I would also like to mention that Mrs. Jane Fogg, who has an inoperable brain tumor, has her cancer has progressed to the point where she, this past week, has been taken to hospice, to the hospice facility downtown. So please keep her in your prayers and be supportive to her and her family as she nears her end. Brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, that we should live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious, dear parishioners, we are told very clearly by St. Paul that if we live a life according to the flesh, we will die. And he's not talking about temporal death or the death of the body. He's talking about the death of the soul. We have to mortify the flesh. We have to deny ourselves so that we may live, that we may keep sanctifying grace in our souls. And without sanctifying grace, and if we die in that state, we would go to hell for all eternity. So St. Paul again is teaching us how important it is. It's the most important thing of all. Nothing as important as that, to persevere in God's grace. I mention this because I would like to connect it with the apparition of Our Lady at Fatima on July 13th, which was, well, yesterday was the anniversary of that. And that was a very, very pivotal and important apparition. Well, all of Our Lady's apparitions are important, but it was at the July 13th, 1917 apparition that Our Lady gave the three-part secret. And so it's often been said, the three secrets. And so I would like to review that with you. Again, remember the anniversary was just yesterday. And it is a most sobering and yet very necessary message on which we need to reflect. So here is basically a chronology of what happened that day when the three children, as predicted, as prophesied by Our Lady, I will come here on the 13th of every month. So Our Lady appears to them on July 13th. And Lucia speaks, she's basically the spokesperson for the three children. What do you want of me? And Our Lady says, I want you to come back here on the 13th of next month. Continue to say the rosary every day in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary. Did we hear that? Every day. The daily rosary, especially together as a family, that's always the best. And pray it every day to obtain the peace of the world and the end of the war, because only she can obtain it. Yes, yes, Lucia says. I would like to ask who you are and if you will do a miracle so that everyone will know for certain that you have appeared to us. Our Lady continues, you must come here every month, and in October I will tell you who I am and what I want. I will then perform a miracle so that all may believe. And Lucia asks about the cure for the crippled son of Maria de Capelinha. And Our Lady says, no, neither his infirmity nor his poverty will be cured, but he must be certain to say the rosary with his family every day. We're reminded that sometimes God says no. And even Our Lady knew that for his own spiritual welfare, it would be better for him to carry that cross of illness and poverty. But the grace of God will sustain him. Keep praying the rosary. And then Lucia, the charitable heart of this girl, she's asking about a sick woman. Tell her not to be in a hurry. Tell her I know very well when I shall come to fetch her. So it seems like she was nearing death herself. And then Our Lady says, make sacrifices for sinners and say often, especially while making a sacrifice, O my Jesus, that is for love of thee, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then it was at this moment that Our Lady showed them the vision of hell. And that would be the first secret. They were not allowed to talk about this right away. Later on, they revealed the first and second secrets, but the third secret was to be revealed in 1960. But Our Lady says, offer sacrifices for poor sinners. Let us have that generous heart. Let us be willing to offer up sacrifices. The heat, how often do we complain about it? And it's a golden opportunity to offer a sacrifice. You're thirsty. Don't drink something right away. Go for a while before drinking. Offer up that sacrifice for poor sinners. Now, so Lucia describes this vision that these three children saw. As Our Lady spoke these words, she opened her hands once more as before, and during the previous 2 months, the rays of light seemed to penetrate the earth, and we saw, as it were, a sea of fire. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form, like transparent burning embers, all blackened or burnished bronze. Floating about in the conflagration, now raised into the air by the flames that issued from within themselves together with great clouds of smoke, now falling back on every side like sparks in huge fires, without weight or equilibrium, amid shrieks and groans of pain and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear. It must have been this sight which caused me to cry out, as people say they heard me do. The demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repellent likeness to frightful and unknown animals, black and transparent, like burning coals, terrified, and as if to plead for succor, we looked at Our Lady, who said to us so kindly and so sadly, "You have seen hell where the souls of poor sinners go. It is to save them that God wants to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If you do what I tell you, many souls will be saved and there will be peace." Hell is real, my dear friends. And it is the worst thing to pretend that it's not. To act as though it's not real, because that will ensure that all the more souls are lost. This is a most salutary and necessary thought, and it will help us to be more faithful to God. And listen again to what Our Lady said. Devotion to my Immaculate Heart will help save these sinners. You see how important it is to talk about this, to spread that devotion to Our Lady through the rosary and scapular, to save as many sinners as possible. There was a saying by St. Basil the Great, whose feast was last month. And this saying attributed to him is that hell cannot be made attractive. So what does the devil do? He makes the way to hell look attractive. That's part of the lie of the devil. Look at how nice this looks. Yes, but where does this nice looking path end up? In this most horrible place that Lucia just described for us. And there will be no end to that. You know, people sometimes will use this as a reason to say there can't be a God because look, he's sending people to hell. Or a loving God would never do that. But let's not forget that God is also all just. He knows what he's doing, and if hell wasn't all that bad, all the more people would go there. We don't want to go there. The ones that meditate on it, those are the ones that are going to avoid it. Those are the ones that will not end up there. Moving on, the second part or the second secret is this, and I'm going to paraphrase it because, well, some of this I need to read, but I'll have to paraphrase some of it in interest of time. And Our Lady then predicts the horrible war that is going to happen in the future, within 20 years. World War I was the worst the world had ever seen. And now there's going to be a worse war? And she says in 1938 it will begin. History aficionados will say, well, wait a minute. Germany invaded Poland on September 1st, 1939. Don't forget, Hitler was already invading Austria, parts of Czechoslovakia, other areas. Those were acts of war. So Our Lady was accurate, of course. And this war will happen if my requests are not answered. So what happened? Our Lady's requests were not answered, and so World War II then had to happen. God allowed the horror of that as a punishment. Our Lady says that. You will know it is a sign that Aurora Borealis you'll see in Europe, and it did happen January 28, 1938. This is a sign God gives you that he is about to punish the world with war and with hunger and by persecution of the church and the Holy Father. Now, Our Lady says, I want Russia to be consecrated to my Immaculate Heart. I want the communion of reparation to be made on the first Saturday of every month. You see why we keep promoting that? Our Lady said so at Fatima, the communion of reparation on the first Saturday of the month. And then she says, besides World War II, Russia will spread her errors throughout the world. You know, by the 1950s or 60s, half of the globe was communist. Russia, China, and then Cuba would fall later. Many other, and other countries, all of Eastern Europe. But in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she will be converted, and the world will enjoy a period of peace. So, a most sobering, profound, powerful message. These are the first two secrets, and they were revealed. But what was that third secret? Sister Lucia said it is to be revealed in 1960. And when she was asked why that year, she said, because then it will be all the more clear. John the 23rd read the secret and he refused to reveal it. So from that we can surmise, it's the only reasonable implication to take from it, that it would have been a condemnation of Vatican II, that in this third secret, it would be implied that many Catholics would lose the faith. And that's what we saw with Vatican II.
Oh, yes, there's many nominal Catholics, but how many of them practice the true faith? How many of them truly adhere to the teachings of Christ? And then when it was revealed allegedly in 2000 by the Vatican, and Sister Lucia then said, yes, this is the secret, but I don't believe that. And remember, this is how nefarious things are. There's very, very solid evidence that that's not the Sister Lucia. This is an imposter Sister Lucia. I don't have time to get into all of that. We've had presentations on that. You can read that on your own. You can, you know, see for yourself. But this was the message of Our Lady, as I said, on July 13th, a very profound and necessary message. It was our Heavenly Mother pleading for us to repent, to do God's will, to share her message, to offer prayers and sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. We want to stay away from that most horrible place. We don't want to end up there. I'll leave you with this thought. I read this somewhere. People on earth hate to hear the word repent. Those in hell wish they could hear it just one more time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.